This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this Valentine's Day, we note that greeting card companies like Papyrus and Hallmark are closing many stores, but it's not just electronic cards or texts or email taking over remote communication with our darlings. Sales of stationery and cards are up among millennials and the younger Gen Zers, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
When it comes to celebrations or tough times, there's nothing like a greeting card, says Pamela Harris. She's browsing at a small independent stationery store in Manhattan.
I love it. I love my friend's handwriting because it's personal.
These days, paper and pen are a bit of a novelty. Data from IBIS World shows greeting card sales are down as people turn to social media and texting. But don't blame the youngins. Spending is up among millennials and Gen Z. Peter Doherty of the Greeting Card Association says that's because of technology.
Texting and emails, they've lived with that all their lives, and sometimes they're looking for something different, something that doesn't just poof, go away.
But he says younger tastes are different. They like snarky over sentimental. Instead of the classic I love you card for Valentine's Day, they might opt for something like, what's the deal with all these feelings? Something you might not find from Hallmark or Papyrus.
The bread and butter, actually, for this industry is the independent retailer.
To compete, big brands will have to get creative, and there's money there. Doherty says millennials spend on average $2 more on a greeting card. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.